proposal for emergency housing for the nation's homeless population is causing some major controversy today. Hear why local residents are expressing concern over having a homeless shelter being built on their planet. And later, fires on the West Coast have decimated the region, but some authorities are celebrating the destruction today. Hear why police in California are relieved that all the devastating wildfires are forcing families out of their homes for them. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. A home just doesn't feel like a home without hearing the sounds of news echoing through every corner of the walls at 4 in the morning. So wake up those neighbors and stay with us.
Hello, my name is Kim Rubin. I'm a wife, mother, homeowner, and proud San Francisco resident of 9 years. And it troubles me to think what will happen to our community if we let this shelter go up on Earth.
What you just heard is testimony from a tent city council meeting yesterday where local residents expressed concerns over a homeless shelter being built on their planet. OPR's Marcy Hammond joins us now with more. Marcy, it sounds like people living on Earth aren't too keen on this proposal.
That's right, Leslie. That San Francisco City Council meeting you heard is just one of hundreds of such meetings currently taking place around the globe as local residents grapple with a nonprofit's plan to build a shelter that would be in close proximity to the planet's many schools, homes, and parks.
And what exactly is their concern?
Well, homeowners say they fear the organization's proximity to their continent will likely lower their property values and bring in crime from across the hemisphere. Here's additional testimony from recent meetings in other cities.
I've lived here all my life, and it's always been a safe planet. It's my home, and I'm not going to let it get all littered with needles from drugs.
I don't care if it's one continent or four continents away. We have lots of kids biking around here, and I don't feel comfortable having them under the same magnetosphere.
Germany is a family country on a family planet. Just think how many schools there are in a 1,000-mile radius. Why can't they go somewhere else, like Jupiter?
These residents echo the prevailing opinion among many of the planet's citizens, saying that while they support the idea of a homeless shelter, they just don't see why it has to go on Earth.
I guess they have a point. It is a big solar system. Why not spread out?
Right. Multiple neighborhood associations have explained that Saturn, for instance, has several moons that are completely vacant. I spoke directly with shelter director Eric Perez about the issue, and here's what he had to say.
Look, we understand why people are worried. That's why we're 100% committed to working with the community to settle on a location that works for everyone, like the Sahara Desert or the foothills of the Himalayas. Both places are beautiful, I might add.
So you're adamant about having this shelter built on Earth?
We do think it's important to be on this planet. The moon is wide open, but there's a lot we have to think about. Jobs, transportation. Just think how difficult the commute between Earth and Mars would be every day.
If only they could just be retrained as astronauts. Now, Marcy, how is the other side of the issue looking? Has the shelter managed to find any support?
Oh, I didn't stick around to find out. It's too many homeless people.
Sure.
But some of the planet's more open-minded residents have expressed at previous council meetings that they would be okay sharing a planet with the shelter as long as it doesn't go on land.
Ah, so perhaps somewhere in the ocean would make a good spot for it.
Well, the ocean was proposed as one alternative, but many families were still hesitant, saying they wouldn't want it to interfere with their plans to go to the beach or take a cruise.
That's true. Plus, what about the dolphins? That's their home, too. And they're so cute.
Right. And the otters.
Oh, yes. And the penguins.
And the harbor seals.
Oh, are those the little ones that look like little fluffy white dogs?
Yes.
Oh, I love those guys. They're so freaking cute. Wow. I'd do anything for animals.
Oh, Leslie, me too.
Anyway, thanks, Marcy. Hopefully both sides can come to a compromise and stick this shelter on a landfill somewhere in the North Pacific.
Fingers crossed.
That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
The news is a lot like family. It needs to be cared for and nurtured, given your full and undivided love. It needs to be approached with an open mind and heart, because one day three pieces of news could show up at your door claiming to be yours, even though you don't know who the hell they say their mom is, but that doesn't matter because they're your problem now and... Well, you need to be ready for that. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. A monumental scientific discovery today, as astronomers believe they now have definitive proof of life on Venus after discovering a marriage proposal in the planet's clouds. Early indications have led scientists to believe that a likely primitive life form would very much love nothing more than to spend the rest of his life with you, Gloria. No word yet on if she said yes. On the other hand, some bad news back here on Mother Earth. A new report out today has found that America is currently seeing a significantly sharp decline in just about everything across the board. Researchers also concluded that top to bottom, it's all going to hell in a handbasket, and it very well may be all downhill from here. And finally, an alarming new study today has found that a growing number of senior citizens are becoming increasingly addicted to their heart medication. Just a shame. That's not a cheap vice either. We've got to get these old junkies some help so they can kick that nasty habit for good. And that's the Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you really love the news, you can also sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon. You'll get all kinds of exclusive news content, including downloadable scripts of our broadcasts so you can read while you listen and always mouth the words along at home. They also make for a great fire starter now that there aren't any more newspapers, so don't miss out. Sign up to become a member of our Patreon today, and we'll see you tomorrow.